The corridor opens onto a vision of sacred horror. The flickering flame of an oil lamp on your left progressively reveals the vastness of the place. To the south, the 4-meter stone colossus of Dagon towers over the assembly, its scaly mass familiar from Rockport, but here, imbued with a terrible majesty. At its feet, a chalky pentacle profanes the black stone. In its centre, a naked body bathes in its own blood, an obscene offering to the marine idol. Before the altar, a massive figure chants, its lowered hood reveals barely human features, scaly skin, an overly wide mouth, bulbous eyes staring into the void. Its webbed hands, reddened with fresh blood, grip an obsidian knife that catches and distorts the light. To the northwest, a massive stone circle frames an opaque pool of supernatural blue water, a liquid window to unfathomable abysses. To the southeast, a basin of dark water reflects the temple's sickly glows. To the southwest, 2 huge, rusty metal cages contain figures clad in dirty white linen, men and women whose glassy eyes betray the influence of drugs. Above them, enormous pipes of verdigris-coated copper and black metal descend from the vaulted ceiling, acoustic conduits that pour the amplified echo of rites taking place somewhere above into this subterranean sanctuary. The haunting chant of the procession resonates through these channels, accompanied by guttural songs that gradually swell, filling the space with an oppressive cacophony. These inhuman voices, distorted by their journey through the temple's bowels, chill you to the bone and create a visceral unease within you.